thank you, Lord, that this is a new day where we can love you more, we can learn more of you, we can grow in grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity again to have you work in us, to have you purify us, to be filled more with your Spirit.
Yes.
And we pray, Lord, that we would make this day a day where we do experience you in a greater way. Lord, bring to mind things that we have learned, that we have read in your Word. Give us faith, O Lord, to grow in you this day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Sing 41 in the hymn book. 41. One of the lines in this song was in my heart this morning. Lead me in ways to show forth thy glory. Lead me in ways to show forth thy glory. And it was interesting to me as I listened to the songs that were played before meeting that thought was there and in various ways, and then we just sang, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way. So we're all on the pilgrim journey, and there's a goal. It says, lead me in ways to show forth thy glory, ways that will end in heaven above. So we're pressing on the upward way. and looking to Jesus today. Wonderful Savior, let's sing together 41. Jesus, my King, my wonderful Savior, all of my life is given to Thee. I am rejoicing in Thy salvation, Thy precious blood now maketh me free. Wonderful Savior, 337 is a favorite song. 337. Sometimes I avoid this song because there are some mistakes in the text. And in my book up here, I didn't do this, but someone crossed words out and corrected mistakes. Well, that's nice. Okay. In the second verse, the end of the middle of the first line, say made instead of mine, because it will rhyme and it is the way it's supposed to be. Made instead of, and on the third verse, you grammarians will be happier to say, I had crowned in the, I believe, past perfect tense. Okay? Thank you. There comes to my heart one sweet strain, a glad and a joyous refrain. I sing it again and again. Sweet peace, the gift of God's love. Sweet.
In Jesus for peace I abide, and as I keep close to His side, there's nothing but peace doth betide. Sweet peace, the gift of God's love. Wonderful gift from above. Oh, wonderful, wonderful peace. Sweet peace, the gift of God's love.
This was a favorite song of my father's, and I wouldn't be surprised if you have it crossed out in your book. I can imagine him standing up here and saying, I don't like it when people write in the hymn book, but I wouldn't mind it at all if you changed changed those. I could imagine that could have happened. But he had the peace of God in his heart, the peace that passes understanding. And I know that's a gift of God's love. There's the peace with God that we read about in the Bible, being justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Once we were enemies, once we were far off, we have been reconciled to God through the death of His Son and through faith in Jesus. That's the beginning of Romans 5. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we have access, we read, to God through Jesus by faith into this grace in which we stand. And here we are rejoicing in hope, in the hope of the glory of God. Praise the Lord. And that brings the peace of God into our hearts as well. These wonderful truths, these wonderful experiences that we have with Him, and He wants to give us perfect peace in our hearts, peace that passes understanding. In one place, He tells us to bring everything to Him in prayer. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now, that alto part is so nice, and I heard some alto, but if you sing alto, and if you don't worry about it. This is not for you. Don't worry. Just don't. But if you do, or you can, I wouldn't want everybody to be singing alto. That would spoil it again. But I think my peace would be more serene if we sang that chorus again. I heard just a little more alto. So it would be great. It's so beautiful. Let's do it again.
Peace, peace, sweet peace, wonderful gift from above. Oh, wonderful, wonderful peace, sweet peace, the gift of
Thank you that you love us, Lord. Thank you that you loved us so, that you sent Jesus and peace has been made. He made peace. He preaches peace. He speaks peace to our hearts even today. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord.
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, you are with us. Thank you, we abide in you, but you abide with us. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly, while the nearer waters roll, while the tempest still is high. Hide me, O my Savior, hide, till the storm of life is past, safe into the haven guide. Oh, receive my soul at last. 333.
Well, let's stay with that melody. That's not the one that's in the book, but it's nice to have that variation. If you want to raise it a little bit, thanks. Not all the way, though, please. Is that C? Oh, that's better. Thank you. Let's stand as we sing. Thank you. Oh, we'll take the first verse again.
Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly, while the nearer waters roll, while the tempest still is high. Hide me, oh, my Savior, hide, till
to cover all my
Everlasting receiving. Life, life, eternal life, Jesus alone is the giver. Life, life, abundant life, glory to Jesus forever. Burdened one, why will you longer bear sorrows from which he releases? Open your heart and rejoicing share life more abundant in Jesus. Life, life, eternal life, Jesus alone is the giver. Life, life above. life. Glory to Jesus forever. Oh, for the showers on the thirsty land. Oh, for a mighty revival. Oh, for a sanctified, fearless band, ready to hail his arrival. Life, life, eternal life, Jesus alone is the giver. Life, life, abundant life, glory to Jesus forever. Oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Songs says, constantly abiding, Jesus is mine. And if you look at the words in that song, it means that he is abiding with us more than that we are abiding in him, though Jesus said both are necessary. Abide in me and I in you. But here, constantly abiding, Jesus is mine, and he never leaves me. And I believe, as has been said, that the peace of God is connected with the very life. We sang Abundant Life, didn't we? The very life of Jesus that is dwelling within us. There's a peace in my heart that the world never gave, a peace it cannot take away. Though the trials of life may surround like a cloud, I have a peace that has come there to stay. Constantly abiding, Jesus is mine. Constantly abiding, rapture divine, he never leaves me. Never leaves me lonely. And he whispers into my heart, I will never leave you. Praise the Lord, he is ever with us. Now, we could sing with Sister Antia. I think that would be good if we sang with Sister Antia this morning. 334, like a river glorious is God's perfect peace. Let us stand as we sing together.
Like a river glorious is God's perfect peace. Over all victorious in its bright increase. Perfect yet it floweth fuller every day. Perfect yet it groweth deeper all the way. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised perfect peace. Hidden in the hollow of his blessed hand, never foe can follow, never traitor stand. Not a surge of worry, not a not a blast of perfect peace and rest. Every joy or trial falleth from above, traced upon our dial by the Son of Love. We may trust Him fully, all for us to do. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as He promised perfect peace and rest.
Amen. Let us be seated.